Tristan Winder, George Lobby, glad to be with you as we welcome in Superintendent for the North Platte Public School District, Ron Hansen, and Board President for the North Platte Public School Board of Education as well, Skip Altig, joining us. Gentlemen, thanks for the time. Good to see you both in studio.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
Now, Dr.
Morning,
Hansen, senioritis sinking in for you at all yet as the retirement date is quickly approaching, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, last night was my last board meeting, so that's another thing that you check off as you wind things down. So, but it's been a good 7 years.
Yes, congratulations again on the retirement and making it through that final board meeting, too. I'm sure you were sitting on the edge of your seat for some of it last night.
No, I was actually pretty relaxed last night.
It was a nice tribute to you, too. And I don't know exactly who put that together, but it was a video presentation, a lot of thank yous and statements of appreciation for all you've done. And
yep, very
I thought
nice.
That was, yeah, I thought that was interesting. And I noticed you didn't say a lot afterwards, but, you know, maybe this morning you'd like to say something if we could coax you along a little bit.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's been quite a journey for the district. And I guess, Skip, you said something on the video and, you know, talked about moving a good district up to the a great.
Well, yeah, and Ron has done that. We were a good district. Now we have, and certified by the state as a great district. And that's all because of his leadership and the innovations that he has introduced, completed, and done for the 7 years that he's been here.
The ship is definitely in the right direction.
It is definitely in the right direction, and Dr. Rhodes will continue to lead it on. When he takes over July 1st.
And although there's going to be a new captain steering the ship, Dr. Hansen, this is going to be the smoothest transition that can be imagined, and you're going to be easily accessible here to help out the district however needs to be throughout this transition and into the retirement years.
Yes, Dr. Rhodes has been over here several times, and again, I just want to point out one thing. Most of you around the table know me by now that I didn't do this by myself. You all know that. We did this collectively. You have to have a good board of education, and we have six great board members, and it takes great administrators, great teachers, great parent support, and we've had all that. So when there's no one person that did all this. We did it collectively. George, you can probably remember 7 years ago, you did a little interview with me right after the board announced my superintendency position here, and you asked me how we're going to approach this, and I laid out a plan for you, and proud to say we fulfilled that.
Yeah.
We moved our district from a good school district to a great district, and there's lots of factors that go into that. So not only student achievement, student growth, attendance, behavior, all those factors go into that scorecard. So, and that's an unbiased scorecard from the Nebraska Department of Education. So that's a proud moment for all of us.
Yeah.
And a lot of hurdles to overcome during that time too, Dr. Hansen. It wasn't easy, but there was a lot that was overcome throughout that time period. And perhaps the most noteworthy of all was the pandemic.
Yeah, there's no training for any of us that to experience that pandemic. And but again, collectively, we rallied around. We got focused on what mattered most, and that was the student safety and staff safety. And we went through these past 2 years, and we kept everybody safe. So, you know, we had a few illnesses along the way. But again, if you look at the big picture of things, we did pretty well.
We did much better than a lot of other places did, Mr. Altig.
I'd say.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we closed down in March in 20. And then last year, you know, we opened with our, I'll call them regulations that we had with masking and so forth. We didn't have to close any schools. There were certain classrooms we had to because
from
of outbreaks. But through the course of the year, we kept all the schools open. We had as fairly a normal year as you can under the circumstances. And then this year was even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what impressed me was you took a targeted approach to the problems. And if there was an outbreak in a classroom or a certain area, then there was more regulations or requirements put in place.
Correct.
There. But didn't affect the whole district if you didn't have to. And
didn't even affect the whole school building if it didn't have to. That's what impressed me
as
we'd attack this in the classroom and then the rest of the school wouldn't have to be in remote learning or at home, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
It was, very strategic.
And it's occurred to me how complicated that process is.
Oh, my goodness.
Just identify the areas and, you know, get everybody working together who maybe.
Well, one of the things, and I'll give Ron credit to this, during the summer of 20, all of the administrators met and came up with that plan.
Uh-huh.
it was all the administrators throughout the district on what we should do, and under his guidance, and set up those parameters that were followed, and they worked. Mm-hmm. And so you can say that the plan, it worked, so it was good.
Yeah. And hopefully we don't ever have to go back to it again, but if we do, we have a good foundation that's laid. So.
Yes.
Now, gentlemen, as we look to last night's Board of Education meeting, there's a couple of interesting action items on the agenda, including a public hearing, right? Or actually,
three public hearings, one on bullying, one on parent involvement, and one on the American Civics Committee. Those are all by state statute that you have to do those. Actually, the Civics Committee, which is Angela Blasey, Mark Nicholson, and myself, that is has to be done twice. We'll do it again in August.
Twice a year?
Twice a year, okay. That part. And the idea is that we just oversee that the things set up in statutes of what should be taught on civics are being taught in the various schools, and those are signed off by the principals, and then it goes through to the central office, that the various things that were set up in that statute are being done to they're being taught to the students. Mm-hmm. And so we see that and then sign off on it.
Awesome.
And the other two, the bullying and the parent involvement, also are state statutes.
Okay.
Didn't have any testimony for these hearings.
No, we didn't, and that, you know, there was a place for that on all three of them, but we had no one show up to speak on any of them.
So which indicates maybe general satisfaction with the process.
I would say so, yes.
You hope so, anyway. Will that next meeting on civics, will that be held at the regular board meeting in August then?
It's a hearing prior. Public
great.
Input only.
Yeah.
I thought I'd mention that. Maybe that'll help people if they have some concerns to come.
Yeah, it's held prior to the regular meeting. All three of those were held prior to.
And, of course, you don't have to wait until those public hearings if there's something on your mind. The Board of Education has contact information, and they can always reach out to their elected official with them.
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, Dr. Hansen, as we look at it last night, too, there was an interesting real estate transaction, if you will, on the Board of Education meeting agenda.
Yes, the board voted to sell one of our modulars we have at Lake Elementary. We had several modulars around the district. We've been slowly, some have deteriorated to the point we had to demolish them, but this one was in pretty good shape, and Hershey Public Schools, with their passing of their bond, are under construction, so they were looking for some extra space, and it kind of worked out, good handshake, and probably good for us to get rid of the a modular that's not really being used for classroom purposes and instruction. It's basically storage, so it's kind of a win-win situation, and I think the board made a good decision on that.
Yeah, very good for the school district, Mr. Altig, but we were talking about this off the air, too. This is a good situation, too, for our friends in Hershey.
Yes, because it will help them out, because their bond issue is a renovation and addition, and they're going to be doing that while they're having school. Mm-hmm. And so they have to do something with the classrooms that will be under construction where they can put their students.
It's going to be tricky for them.
It's me either. You know, the
Worth
idea
it in the long run, but oh my goodness, it's not easy.
The idea of renovation while you're teaching and so forth is... Yeah. As
scary?
As a teacher, that would have been kind of scary to me. And the fact, at first period you might be this place, second period you might be that place, and so forth. So,
yeah.
Test of agility.
Yes, but in the end, they will have a much better facility.
Yeah. Well worth in the long run. Yeah. There's going to be some growing pains in the meantime.
Correct.
So, anything else from the Board of Education meeting last night the gentleman wanted to bring up with us?
Roof repairs.
Repairs for Buffalo Elementary. Yes.
Expensive. I mean, quite a bit of that roof is going to be.
Yes. And, with all the buildings that we have, and it's just like your house, you have to upkeep. And roofing in all the buildings. Like the high school, we talked about the high school. This coming fall will be the 20th school year in that building.
Wow.
It will be the 20th school year. So we started with the high school. We've done all the other buildings, and we try to upkeep as much as possible and using the building fund to do that. And just making sure that, during the course of rain or winter or so forth, we don't have leaks in our buildings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And quickly, with all the attention in the past year or so about curriculum, and both on the state and local levels, I think that was addressed last night too in a report from the learning instruction
and curriculum. Lindsay Douglas, Vicki Carlson, and then Brandy Busher, Director of Student Services, did a report.
And they have a plan.
Oh, absolutely.
To bring proficiency levels up.
Correct.
In math,
for those that are not proficient, on how to make them proficient. And things like that are the area that really concerns the board, because what we want to do is make all of our students successful and that they learn.
Right. And it's nice to see, as a reporter, it's nice to see a plan and, you know, three energetic people working on this and presenting it to the board. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people working on it.
Right. Too. Oh, yes.
And a couple other things I wanted to bring up as well. That reminded me also that there was a presentation from HR too about some hiring and where we're at in terms of the upcoming school year.
Yeah.
We have two positions right now open. One's a high school Spanish, and the other is an elementary counselor that we haven't been able to fill at this time.
But only two, and we're not to July yet, so this is a good spot to be.
We're in a lot better shape than a lot of districts in the state. Specifically,
I would say the majority.
Some of the bigger school districts back east have numerous positions they haven't been able to fill.
Yeah, and we're at two.
We're at two.
This is awesome. And also, last night's meeting had a change of home for live streaming, I believe, too, Dr. Hansen. Is that right?
Yes. We had a patron attend our last board meeting and just asked if there's anything we could do to make these board meetings live streamed and archived. And we accomplished both those. So last night, if you just clicked on our website, easy accessibility to it, go to our webpage and click on the link and you can watch it live. And if you missed that one, it's archived on YouTube, so they'll be archived as long as you need to have access to it. And that includes our agenda and our discussion. So,
that's great. That's great. Yep. Congratulations.
With all these live streams, George, throughout the county, the city, and now with the school district as well, we're going to have to see some hair and makeup people come in and do some work for some of our elected officials, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
That's why you prefer radio, right, Mr. Alton?
Yeah,
I know that's why I prefer radio.
Yeah.
I mean,
correct.
We're all standing around here this morning in shorts, so that's the
I think the natural look is the best, regardless of where you're at.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a challenge, but for a former speech teacher, it's probably no problem at all.
No.
Not at all.
Not for speaking, no.
Yeah. Well, the presentation matter, too. It all ties in, so. Mr. Altig, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you and the board do. And Dr. Hansen, it's been such a pleasure. Appreciate the transparency in coming here to the station. And when you're not here for the Board of Education meeting recaps, Mr. Simpson with us too. So I very much have enjoyed that transparency from your administration.
Yep, thank you. And I'd like to take this opportunity to, if any of the students are listening, thank our students and the staff, and obviously the Board of Education and their business partners we had. This community really rallied around a common cause of really helping us educate students. So a big thank you goes out to our businesses that are they're listening today. Thank you. It's been a great run.
Thank you, Dr. Hansen. Congratulations on the upcoming retirement, sir.
Thank you.